help companies
that are just
trying. This
call is being recorded.
So I like to help companies that are just starting out to grow their businesses and take them to the next level. So I only have a few minutes to share today. So I just wanted to share a couple of topics that I typically talk about with people that I may individually coach. And these are just a few things that I believe that every business owner should have in place if they believe that they're going to have sustainability and be able to grow their businesses in the long term. So
awesome.
The first thing that I wanted to mention was having a strategic plan. And I know that Pat is working on getting a group of people together to cover all aspects of the entrepreneur's journey. But what I find that a lot of business owners don't take the time to do is to have a plan and keep a plan up to date. And I know that old adage has been around for many, many years, but when things are around for many, many years, that usually means that there's some piece of truth to it. And what we say is, you know, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. So from a planning standpoint, and this is one of the things, again, that I do with my clients, it's really important for every business owner to have a plan as to the things that they need to accomplish, whether it be for the day, whether it be for the week, whether it be for the month, whether it be for the year or for 5 years. So we work a lot with our clients to have them understand planning from a strategic standpoint, which is more of the long-term planning, the 5 years, the 10 years, where do you see your business growing? And the other thing that we like to talk to our clients about, which a lot of business owners don't think about, but I heard there was a lady that introduced herself. She said that she works with people for, you know, helping them be prepared for when they make that transition so that their families transition smoothly. One of the things we talk to our clients about is having an extra strategy. And whether that exit is through death or through retirement, even if you're just starting the business today, you need to know where you see that business ending up 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 20 years from now. Is it going to be something that's going to be passed down to your family members? Like, you know, is Pat's business, and I'm just throwing this out, I'm not saying that you're going to do this, Pat, but is Pat's business something that she's going to pass along to her son? Or is it something that she plans on building up and creating a book of business and then turning around and selling it to another individual? So you really need to have that exit strategy in mind. And sometimes I think of small business owners, it's like we're walking into a maze, and even though we're navigating the maze, we don't have that exit point in mind. And when we're navigating the maze, we need to have that exit point in mind, because otherwise we'll just spend a lot of time hitting a lot of dead ends and we'll never make it through that maze. So again, the two things that I wanted to make sure that I brought up are, you know, one, make sure that you have a strategic plan. I know Pat mentioned Bill Walsh, and he has this thing that's called the 10x10, which I've adopted. But since I'm a little bit of a late riser, I'll call it the 10x12. So it's the 10 things that you need to get accomplished by noon. And you typically write that out the night before. But as a business owner, even if you're doing network marketing, even if you're an author, even if you're a speaker, if you don't plan your days, if you don't plan your weeks, and if you don't plan your months, they'll plan themselves for you. Mm. It's really, really easy for us, especially if we're doing things either part-time or if we're working our businesses full-time, to find lots of activities to keep us busy, to find lots of events to attend. But then we look up a month from now, or we look up 2 months from now, and we haven't really done those revenue-generating activities that draw money to the bottom line. And my focus is on profitability. I know there are a lot of business owners
that like to show you how to generate revenue, that like to show you how to generate sales, that like to show you how to, market your business. And I think all of that is really important. But where I think a lot of business owners fall short is understanding that once you bring all that money into the business, it has to make it down to your bottom line. And I like to use as the example, there are lots of politicians that we've seen in the news, or lots of famous people that we've seen in the news, actors and actresses that, although they've made millions and millions of dollars headlining movies, or, been a part of wealthy families or running for political office, they've declared bankruptcy a number of times, if not just once, but a number of times. So it's not only about generating revenue, because you can be generating revenue and still go out of business. It's all about profit.
They just announced Johnny Depp today is in financial trouble, just to add something to the pot.
Oh, fantastic. I hadn't heard that one. That
yeah,
was
it was
a
on
new
Yahoo
one.
News today. They said Johnny Depp's in financial trouble, and he must have made millions and millions of dollars.
Absolutely. So that exactly feeds my point, is that, there's lots of people out there generating revenue. And it's great as a business to generate revenue, but where your business lasts and where your business sustains is learning how to turn that revenue into profit. And that's where my team focuses. We focus on the profitability side to make sure that you have the tools and the systems and the things in place to be able to ensure that there's profitability there for years to come.
Absolutely.
So,
all right,
yeah,
very well said.
Okay, and I like that topic. I mean, it's true, and that's where I am a part of. Oh my God, I'm not gonna tell y'all this yet, but I'll tell y'all in a minute. Well, I'm getting ready to talk, but just a moment. We just had somebody pop in. Y'all, can I just say my message and introduce Mr. Bill Walsh to everybody? Everybody clap. We have Mr.
Hello,
Bill
hello,
Walsh
hello.
On the phone. Bill, I know you have to go. I'm so glad you popped in. Heather was talking about building businesses and different things of that nature. You know her story, you know her message, you help her put it together. And she's really given us some valuable information about business planning and being prepared and making profits. And this just the list goes on. But Bill, if you could just say hi to all of us. We have George Dubette on the phone. He'll be our MC for the upcoming event. And George, Bill will be speaking. So Bill, could you give us a hot tip? Give us something good.
So the hot tip, if you're listening today, is just follow what Pat tells you, because she'll outwork everybody. That's why she's so successful. She just doesn't stop. She doesn't give up. And I think to be an entrepreneur, you've got to be a little crazy, maybe a little strange, but you have to be passionate about what you do. You got to become great at what you do and also have some passion for what you do. The minute you do that, it's a whole different game. And the fun part about this is that when you surround yourself with powerful people, people like Heather, like Pat, like so many others that, that are around Pat already. There's so many great things to do. It just really comes down to, if you're ready for more, more is going to show up. If you're ready for the right people in your life, the right people are going to show up. But you have to put yourself in a position to win, which means that you have to be around the atmosphere on a regular basis. If you're not, it's never going to happen. You can try all you want. But the minute you own your space, you own your content, you'll be attracted to the right opportunities. You don't got to worry about finding them. They're going to find you. I was just here at my house today. I did a little coaching session with a lady that has more than 1 million followers on Facebook called Joy of Mom. And what she's built this in is from all grassroots, from nothing, but now has over 19 million viewers a week.
Wow.
People that are tapping in and watching what she's doing. And to me, that's where the fun is at, right? The fun is that when you can step outside your comfort zone, you're going to find lots of challenges, but that's where the greatest growth in your life is going to come. So, Pat, whatever you're doing, I'm supporting it. And Heather, I love all the work that you do and the time you spend with these new business owners. If you get any time with these guys, these gals, you're going to love it. You've got to take advantage of it. I'm really excited to be a part of Pat's event coming up down in October. Anytime that I can come to South Florida, when it starts to get cold in Chicago, I'm all about it. but really it is to support Pat, her vision, her dream, what she's working on. It's a big one, and she's doing great work. We're excited to have her on the panel in South Florida on the 26th. So if you guys get a chance to come out there, Pat, give me some ticket information.
I meant to ask you, what's the limit in
this? Okay, I don't know who's talking. But anyway, Bill, what I wanted to say was, Heather, I want you to elaborate a little bit about the tour that you and Heather are on right now. Could you just elaborate a little bit about that, the Small Business Expo that you host, and how you and Heather are going on this tour, and you host them all over the world, and also how
we do. We have about 20 events a year, 18 with more than 5,000 attendees plus, in all the major cities. We just finished Chicago with about 5,000. We had 10,000 in New York. We had about 4,000 or 5,000 for our event in Miami at the start of the year. And this week we'll be in Denver. We'll have a few thousand there. Then we go to Seattle. Then we go to Austin, Texas. Then we're back up in LA with over 12,000 in LA on September 14th. It's going to be a big celebration that night. I'm having my birthday party as well. I can tell you that if you're ready to take your business to the next level, we can help you with that. But if you're a speaker, trainer, coach that would like to get on a national tour with your products or your services, make sure you get with Pat today and she'll connect you directly with me. But sure, we're looking for that next great speaker, trainer, coach that's ready to go national.
Awesome. And could you also make the announcement about the 26th? A lot of the callers on the phone are here in the Miami, Fort Lauderdale area, Broward County area.
I would recommend if you're within 50 miles of driving that you do whatever you can Monday night, the 26th, to be at the event. It's called Vision to Wealth. It's really an entrepreneur workshop. It goes from 6:30 to 10 o'clock at night. Really, we finish at 9 o'clock. We do a bonus session on public speaking. Great networking, great connections. I'm sure we'll have more than 100 entrepreneurs there. But in reality, you're coming there just to learn from the panel. We'll have an amazing VIP panel that Pat's going to be on. So if you just go to the website, success2020.com, or connect directly with Pat, she can get you tickets for the event. The whole event is free. So all you got to do is show up in, you know, some business attire and bring some business cards, and you're off to the races. But you'll learn so many great things on launching, growing, building a great business, and priceless content from our VIP panel.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Bill, for joining in. Go ahead, Heather.
Off the website?
Yeah, the event is at the Hard Rock Hotel in Hollywood, Florida. And the website is success, the word success, 2020.com.
Thank you.
And the event is also, I'm sorry, go ahead.
So I tell everyone to share it and you can pass it on.
Yes.
I will.
The event is also posted on my Facebook page as well as in LinkedIn, as well as in Twitter. So we definitely will have it posted. But I wanted to, Heather, to ask you a question. Heather, back to you, Heather. What differentiates your business idea, or your business rather, and your products and services from your competitors, or I don't even like to call them competitors, or from others in the market?
Well, and I'll say this, I mean, and I kind of mentioned it a little earlier, is a lot of people who work with business growth or work with entrepreneurs to help them grow their business solely focus on the front side of the business. They solely focus on how to generate revenue, how to generate sales, how to get people in the door, but then they fail to look at the back side of the business, which is how to take all that money that comes in and turns that into profitability and money that you can actually use to reinvest and grow your business. So I would say that that's the one way that our team differs. I haven't seen a lot of other organizations that have as much of a focus on that. I believe that it's critical for businesses to succeed, to be able to generate profitability to the bottom line. But then the other thing that I would say is, you know, there are different companies that work well for different people. And our organization, we don't take just everyone. We do things primarily through interview or application process because there's some businesses that work well with us. And we're not afraid to say that you all might not be a fit for us. We think you might need to work with this group over here or this group over here, because at any given point in time, I believe that there's a time and a season for everyone. And so As our group looks to take on new clients, it's really about fit. And then it's also about function. So if you're looking for more of a holistic approach, not just a front-end approach, that's how we differentiate ourselves.
Awesome, awesome, good answer. And what I heard you say earlier also was about knowing the strategy, the exit strategy. I've heard that term often in business since I've been an entrepreneur, since retiring and being exposed to the entrepreneur arena. And exit strategies, I heard you say something about we need to know whether we're going to turn, forward those businesses to our children, wheel them over to our children, whether we're going to sell it. And I think that's very huge. And I think a lot of people choose some multi-level marketing businesses also because they can wheel. I know I can wheel mine. And that is one reason I work and the reason I work so hard to brand me and to discover, well, what is it that Pat has, whether it's public speaking, whether it's coaching, like you said, it's about the bottom line. And everything I do, we know we must keep our why in front of us. And everything I do, it's about what can I leave my children? I know it. I mean, of course, what am I going to enjoy while I'm here too now? But I'm just saying, so that is the very important, those are very important issues that I think sometimes we do as business owners, we do avoid making preparations for those things or keeping those things in front of us. And I just went the other day and I had to set my house up in a trust. I had it done before, but it was done from somebody that was in, by a gentleman that was an attorney that was in Washington. And I had to go through my attorney here and he said, no, this is not good. He told me some while back, this is not good. Every state has laws. And that leads us to some of the things you were sharing about, if we don't know our rights, we don't have any. And another question I wanted to ask you was, how important do you think just having a tax strategist? I heard we have a tax strategist. Chantel is on the phone. You talked about the funeral arrangements or the insurance. How important do you think having these services are to the entrepreneur who's either just getting started or who has already begun?
Well, I actually had a friend who was in the insurance business, and every time someone would ask them, when's the best time to get started? She would say, now. And then you'd ask her 5 minutes later, and she would say, now. Because for every minute you let go by, you're missing out on the opportunity to take advantage of the things that could be offered to you. So I feel that way about insurance. I feel that way about tax preparation. I feel that way about having the proper tools and systems in place. It's really critically important, especially if you're just starting out, to invest the time and to invest the money in having the proper team around you so that your business structure is solid and complete. Now, it may be that your tax strategy for year one is just figuring out how to get all your expenses together and having someone prepare your taxes. But as you continue to build your business and as you continue to grow, the nice thing about having someone who is a strategic thinker and who knows all the tax laws, they're able to help you maneuver so that you pay the minimum amount you can to your federal and or state organizations. And in addition to that, they also help you think strategically, like we were just talking about earlier, on some things that you can adopt and do to benefit your business in the long term. So I hope that answered your question, Pat, but I just think that from a team standpoint, having someone with a tax background or an insurance background or a final estate planning background, especially as entrepreneurs, because we don't have access to some of the tools anymore that people who work in corporate America have, I think they're really critical to growing and sustaining your business.
Absolutely. And I like what you said also when you said about the business plan, how essential it is. And I know I've heard that term also, roadmap. It's a roadmap for our business success. And that's huge, and I've heard Bill often say how we must attend live events during the courses of our year, at least two. And it's true, I attend conferences. Why? Because they tap into these areas. They tap into all of the services that we need that will help us build a firm foundation. And business plan is definitely one we always, that's always addressed, you know, and how we want to reach the financial goal that we're looking for. So with that, I think Chantel, would you like to leave a tip for them as a reference? I know you'll be our next speaker next week, and this is why I'm calling Chantel, because all of this ties in together. And Chantel, would you like to give us just a tidbit about how important you feel a tax strategist is to our businesses? To add to what Heather has said.
Okay, thank you for the opportunity. For business owners and entrepreneurs, I think it's very important that you understand that that taxes is year-round. It's not just January through April. It's important that we begin in January planning for the rest of the year. So when things come up, then it's not you're waiting until April the 18th or the 15th, whatever that day comes, and you are exposed or given this very large tax bill that you weren't prepared for. So I think one of the most important things is to make sure that whoever you're dealing with when it comes to taxes, that they're giving you strategies that can be applied throughout the year, so that once you get to the time to be compliant and prepare, then you've already, you're not surprised. And I think what happens a lot of times with business owners is we get surprised when it's time, because we're just doing our business, as Heather said, we're doing it in order to gain revenue, not taking profitability into consideration. And when we're doing that, that means we're not taking taxes into consideration either.
Wow, that's awesome. Awesome. And I was out the other day, and I was out and I was with an entrepreneur, and we was having lunch. This is a small thing, but it's something I think people overlook a lot of times. And we was out, and we had already gone to the hotel. Well, actually, it's not a hotel. It's a place. We went out to find out, to view it and to get some more cost of whatever we have to pay out. So we went to check the venue for the upcoming event. And of course, we stopped and had dinner. And I, when I got my receipt, I started writing on my receipt. And she said to me, she said to me that I have to start doing that. She said, I forget all the time about the receipts. But that's something that's small maybe to some people, but all those receipts add up when we were going out to have dinner or lunch and we out doing a business affair. And the receipts and things add up. And I was writing on it simply because if you hold on to them for a year, they fade. And me and my son, my daughter, we used to go through that. Oh my God, I couldn't see the receipt. So I had to learn from that, write the date, the amount that I paid for it, as well as the amount, the date, and the what it was for, whether it's for food or whether it's work supplies or whatever, because those receipts do fade. But that was just something, little tip I wanted to throw in. You know, so you could go ahead and Heather, you can go ahead and if you have anything that you would like to leave the audience with, leave all our attendees. I want to thank everybody for joining the call. But Heather, if you would like to have anything special that you would just like to leave us with, we would love to hear it now.
Well, Pat, I think I share pretty much what I came to share with today. I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to be on the call. If anyone is interested in speaking with me further in terms of coaching or helping them grow their small businesses, the number that I can be reached at is area code 312-883-5823. Again, that's area code 312-883-5823. Or if you're looking for some more information, my website is actually my name. It's Heather Diaz and David Schooler, SCHOOLER.com. So that's where I can be reached. I'd be happy to connect with you all. Pat, I appreciate the opportunity. And I guess if I had to leave you with one thing, I would go back to when's the best time to get started. Right after we get off this call. So
okay.
do your planning, get with a tax professional. You know, there are insurance professionals on the phone. And then after you do all that, then you can call up the travel person and take a vacation after all the hard work is done.
And that would be Tashana. And I want to leave you all also everything that has been said. So- certainly ties into what I wanted to say, what I want to add at least, about business licenses and permits. I wanted to throw that in. We didn't, and it says to run your business legally, there are certain federal and state licenses and permits that you'll need to obtain. We all know that. These resources will help all of us to understand the requirement for our small business ventures. Also, I wanted to share that also that with legal, a reason we need legal assistance is also because sometimes people want to open a sole proprietorship, sometimes limited liability company. It could be a corporation, S-Corp, a C-Corp, or partnership, and all those. These are the things we need to seek legal counsel for, because a lot of small businesses do not make it in the first 2 or 3 years. We know statistically, that's what it says. So the bottom line is all of the services that have been mentioned here today are very essential to us growing our business and being productive and having a firm foundation so that we can go into business and stay in business. So if anyone have any questions, the floor is open for Heather or any questions.
This is Julia.
Hi, Julia.
This is Julia.
Hi. Go ahead, Julia. Hi.
Julia Spann. First of all, thank you for having Heather on today. And Heather, thank you for what you have shared today. This is something that we just talked about on Father's Day, succession planning with a business. We had a teleconference call like this, and it was with the National Sales Network. So I definitely want to talk with you more about, linking up and helping some of the people in the National Sales Network. And Ms. Pat, I'm definitely talking with you because we just talked about this Father's Day and leaving that legacy to your, to your offspring and to your loved ones. It could be a niece and nephew also, or other family or people you care about. So this was excellent, and just thank you for being on here. You will be getting a call from me today.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank
awesome.
You.
And this is what it's all about. Would anybody else have any other thoughts, any questions you'd like to share, any comments? Okay, I see we have William Garcia. Mr. Garcia was on our call last week. He joined us. And we have Ms. Doris. She joined us last week. So I always like to acknowledge those individuals who wasn't able to jump on right then. I have Tamia. Tamia, I shared earlier, she'll be speaking at our upcoming event in October on the stage with Mr. Bill Walsh and some others. So
hello,
thank you all for tuning in.
Hello, guys.
Yeah, thank you.
Awesome, awesome. Okay, so if anybody doesn't have, you all don't have any more questions, please stay tuned. We'll be doing a lot of announcements later about the event, and I'm certainly hoping that all of you, I guess I'll give y'all a heads up on the call with me. Our tickets are going to be, we're gonna start announcing everything July, putting out all our formal promotions. And the tickets for the event is going to be, the regular tickets are going to be $197. But if the tickets are purchased before August, they are going to be at $127, which is going to be our early bird special. And we also have food that's going to be included in that, lunch is served by the venue. And we're going to have lots of entertainment and all that stuff. My son will be here. He'll be flying in. Heather will be here. We got Tamir be here from Las Vegas. And James is coming from Atlanta. Bill Walsh is gone, but he'll be flying. Bill will be here. And this is the first time that I've ever done a two-day event. So I am stepping out on faith. I'm looking for the connections that I have gained through my all of you, as well as all of the people that I've been blessed and graced to meet along this journey since retiring last year and some before. This is an awesome journey, and I'm just grateful. Yes, it has challenges, but I know that together we'll all succeed no matter what it is that we're doing. Why? Because people need people. And also, our vendors, we're looking for vendors. Our vendor fee is $250. And if you get the early bird special, which is before August, then that cost will be $200. Included in our vendor cost is the table set up. You don't have to bring anything but just products and service products in this case. And then there's your lunch is included. The ticket is included in that as well. And all of our vendors, and what makes Unity and Service Show so unique is that we believe that all of our vendors have a voice. They don't just stand at the table and just wait for people to come by. They actually tell the audience exactly what they want them to know that they can do for them. So they get their 60-second infomercial as well as raffle time. So we just do it, and we're going to have a good time. So you all would know about the tickets and all of those things that's coming up later. And we want to just say thank all of you for getting on the call. And if there's anybody that just thought of something for the last minute, Lady Sears, I thank you so much for joining in. Just told her about the call yesterday. Marion was on the call. I just told Marion about the call yesterday. Thank you so much, Marion, for jumping on. And I'm just grateful. Demetrius, all of you. The list goes on. So thank you so much, Heather, for tuning in today, showing up, suiting up, and giving us what we needed to hear that will help us rocket our businesses to the next level. Thank you all.
Yes. Hello.
Hello, Pat.
Yes. Go ahead.
Pat, hey, this is Chantel. I don't have a question, but if it's okay, if I announce about my event for tomorrow.
Yes, I'll be there. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Thank you for bringing that up. I just posted it. Thank you. Okay.
Yes, we're having an event tomorrow. If you are in the West Palm Beach area, it's called Women, Wine, and Wealth. And we have a phenomenal speaker that's coming in that's going to give us five tips on five things that women do wrong with money. So definitely the event starts tomorrow at 6, and we will be done at 7:30. We have vendors, wine, hors d'oeuvres, and door prizes. So if you're in the West Palm Beach area, please feel free to come on over and join us. And for more information, I think Pat said that she posted it.
Yes.
If not, you can get with Pat and she can provide you with the information.
Yes, it's posted on my Facebook page. And so that's what we have, everybody. And thank you, Chantel, because I forgot about that one. You're right, and I'll be there tomorrow. Anybody want to ride up with me? I'll be glad to carpool because I don't like riding alone, but I have learned to do that because if I wait on other people, we sometimes won't make the journey. So with that, I love you all, and I will see you all over the top. Take care.
Thanks, Pat.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.